hanging on his guitar. You gotta see the video. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I think Dr. Demery and Danny are both correct in that some people misinterpret.
Yes.
Without even listening to it, they don't even give it a chance. They predetermine that funk is somehow dirty negative or nasty, and they don't even listen to it. They don't even give it a chance.
Right.
So I think you both are right in bringing that up.
Yeah. And you know, and what's the word for it when it's just the opposite of what you think it is?
Right. And it's what you, like I say, don't forget, it's what you don't play.
Right.
There's a lot of things could be melodic, but then you start extracting from the melody certain notes and you hang on other notes.
Absolutely.
Keep that funk going that goes through your chest and puts that rhythm and make you put that glide in your stride. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you said. And folks, the whole point of this is, you've heard a lot of, to me, a lot of great, great conversation and about music. And I think again, Mike, I think music, as much as we love it, it is still highly underrated as far as the cause and effects that it has on on us. What's your take?
I'm not going to say that people don't pay attention to it, because if you jump in somebody's car, their radio's on, and what are they listening to?
Right.
They're listening to maybe talk radio, but the majority of people listen to music some genre or another. So we're getting short on time here. I do have a quick story I want to tell you about music. And actually search and rescue.
Oh, okay.
A number of years ago here in San Bernardino County, I was on the overhead team looking for a young boy named Joshua Robb. And he was an autistic child. I think he was 8 years old, but he functioned at a pretty low level. And he was at a school that was for him. And he was small enough that he slipped through the fencing at the school and went out into the forest in an area called Twins Peaks, which is a mountainous area, forested area here in San Bernardino Mountains. So a massive search ensued. We actually had 8 counties come in to assist in mutual aid. We had at least the first day we put him out, we had 100 searchers. And I hope I'm correct in saying this. If I'm not, I apologize. But a congressman for that area, and I believe his name was Tim Donnelly, I believe. I could be wrong. My memory's kind of faded. He was there and he offered up what kind of support do you guys need? So he's talking to me and the rest of the overhead team. He goes, I'm here at your disposal. What can I help you with? Well, Joshua Robb's parents had told us that he had 2 loves. One was cookies and the other love was music. And in particular, he loved Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
He would just light up with Ozzy Osbourne. And I already had that, we already had that knowledge from interviewing the parents. So when Tim Donnelly said, what do you need? What can I get for you? How can I support you? Me being a little bit of a wise ass, I said, well, have you got a stereo system you can play through the forest? And, you know, I made a joke out of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was wrong to do that. He goes, you know, I think I do.
Whoa.
And I went, are you serious? He goes, yeah, I think I do. He contacted the military and brought in what Dr. Demery was talking about and what I was talking about, where sound could be used to be destructive and sound could be used as a weapon. Well, the military had these sound systems that were the decibels they could put out and the amount of sound they could put out in a negative fashion were immense. So he contacted the military and said, hey, can you reconfigure these destructive devices to play in a forest and play Ozzy Osbourne?
Whoa.
And they said, you bet your ass we can. Forgive my language, folks. But I mean, that was their response. The military, by way of this Tim Donnelly, I believe that was his name. I like to give him credit. They brought out this massive sound system that was, again, to be used as a weapon. And we played Ozzy Osbourne in the forest of Twin Peaks.
Wow.
And our searchers, we taught the searchers to call out the name of who we're looking for. So as you're out there searching, you call out Billy or whatever. Well, the parents, Joshua Robb's nickname was Bubby, and he loved cookies and Ozzy Osbourne. So the searchers, 100 searchers in the field, in the forest, they're all hollering out, Bubby, cookie, and then we're playing Ozzy Osbourne over this massive system echoing through the Twin Peaks forest. And we didn't find him because of the music. We found him because a couple of searchers stumbled over him, and he was rescued that day. But, I mean, that's how important music was. We tried to use music to entice him to come to us for Ozzy Osbourne and cookies. So thanks for letting me tell that story.
That is absolutely incredible. And speaking of which, and I tell you, we have another show that comes on Wednesday nights that I am so proud of, and it's called Cultural Excellence. Cultural Excellence in Music, Art, Entertainment, Business, and Education. And we've even had educators on. There's an educator I want to just acknowledge right now. And she's running for the local school board out here in the DO district. And that's Dr. Charlotta Barringer Brown. And so it's local. However, the challenges that are that we're facing here in this city, cities around the this country are facing some of the same challenges. So we want to bring out these things and why your local elections are vitally, vitally important. So we showcase those types of things. We've even interviewed business owners. We know how business is and how important it is to our culture, I mean our society, to our communities, to our cities, and so forth and so on. Recently, we've been showcasing a lot of really, really, really great artists. I've had the pleasure of introducing or interviewing people like Gita Jones, the Do Right Man, Nigel Perkins, okay, Ramon and Rush, Why Not Rush, Miss Connie Moe, Miss Connie B, Ms. Aretta, okay, Lady Coco, Miss Coco, Mika. These are artists that you may or may not have heard of before. But we have showcased this. So I've got a couple of songs I want to play since this is a program and we want to showcase our artists here. This is Derek the Change Man Smith, followed by Mr. Vail Omar. And we're going to play these two songs, then we'll come back right after this. Enjoy.
I can't ignore what I feel. I try to tell myself that what I feel ain't cried about it, I lied about it. To tell you the truth, almost died about it. And oh baby, I'm still crazy.
I'm crazy about
still you. Crazy about you. Moved on. You got a new family. I heard you got
three kids.
And they say your oldest boy looks like me. I heard that you're doing good on your job. You got a promotion.
But I hope that man is treating you good.
Giving you love. But oh, baby, I'm still crazy.
listen here, baby. I'm not trying to cause hell in your home before I give you stress. I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, I just have to try before I close the door. Close the door and tell you goodbye, baby. I'm still crazy. I want to testify and express myself. I gotta say that I'm still crazy about you. Lord, I'm still crazy about you. I don't understand how that man been with you this long. Yes, and haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. Good God Almighty. I heard you got his kids, but still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Oh, baby, if he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you. God Almighty, there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You may think that this is crazy. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet, behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. Baby, and in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes, when I'm feeling low, when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures when we went to the county fair. And I warn you, your favorite pink teddy bear. How crazy. I know it sounds after all this time that I'm out of my mind. But if you have anything left for me, if you have anything left for me, tell me. Now tell me. Come on, I'm going.
Na 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 na.
Mr. Bell, one more.
Na 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 na. The greatest song I ever sang is this song. The greatest word I ever said, I love you. I gave my life an inventory. Why I don't worry. I ask myself, what's greater than making love? The answer came to be blessed, to bless someone. Oh,
greatest song I ever sang is this song. The greatest words I ever said, I love you.
I love you.
Give your life an inventory.
Inventory.
Help me tell the story. Ask yourself what better than making love. I hope you find out. To be blessed, to bless someone, the greatest song I ever sang is this song, the greatest words I ever said, I love you, I won't use the words I love.
Bill.
Greatest words I ever said.
Omar. The greatest song I ever sang. And we'll return to the panel right after this. Gita Jones. Good old boys.
I've been
just a good old boy. Never meant no harm. Been winning since the day I was born.
That's me.
Saddle up.
I'm just a good old boy. Never meant no harm.
Welcome back to the Boomerang. Amazing stuff. God, wow, 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 wow. Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, guys, this has been, this was a show that we didn't plan. It wasn't a planned show, but it was, I hate to even call it a substitute, but it was an excellent replacement, Mike. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks for doing this, William. I'm glad all of you were so flexible to like just slip in here and go with the flow.
Well, that's what this panel is all about. Well-rounded, you know, not only in education and in business and in spirituality and gospel and even religion, and we talk about a lot of different things, but to me, man, this has been absolutely incredible. I've had so much fun. I hope you guys had as much fun as I did. More importantly, I hope our audience did just enjoy this, because the whole premise was to talk about the health benefits of listening to music. Danny, hey, brother, I want your input. We've got a few minutes here. But I want to go around the panel, and I want you guys to express to the audience, what was your take on this program? What were your feelings on it? How did you feel in doing it?
Hey, it's just natural to do for me. I'm such a lover of music. And then having doing stuff with my younger brother, Wayman, and him leaving such a library of his accomplished music, you know what I mean, that we can listen to now, and even some of it that hasn't been completely promoted, like that punk record, you know, it's good to be able to discuss and hear that type music, because that was his alternate ego that he did with that punk record, you know what I mean, and it was he had a lot of fun doing it. And you'll have a lot of fun listening to it. And if you can access the videos, you'll be pleased to see the animation that goes with it.
Well, thank you so much, and because I'm sorry to interfere. Please continue, sir.
It was easy for me to do this because it comes from a natural place within my being and within my heart.
Right. You know, Mike was saying, hey, why don't you talk to the guys about it and see and get their opinion. I already knew, Mike. I know these two guys. I knew that there wouldn't be an issue with us switching up a little bit and having a little fun on this, because just like I said, Danny, he's a singer and a musician himself and an excellent, well, you guys heard the music, you know, and if you notice, throughout this segment here, we play, I believe, four or five different genres of music within this segment right here. We just left with country. Okay. I would classify, Danny, if you were to put Wayman in a genre, what genre would you say? Would that be smooth jazz, or how would you classify that, or what genre?
He's a crossover into smooth jazz. And into an essence of mixed with R&B.
Yes.
And that's kind of where I see a lot of his impressions in music. You know, he puts a little bit of the barcade flavor on it, just as well as a little bit of the P-Punk. But then he can go to the Spanish and Brazilian take on the music also. And one thing he didn't get a chance to produce out was his country aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, he did. He had a good relationship with Toby Keith, and Toby Keith came in and did. I think it was one of Barry White's songs that he did with Wayman.
Yes. Very nice. He collaborated with quite a few artists. Quite a few.
He reached a lot of different artists, man. And I got a chance to meet a lot of these. The George Duke. Help me, Lord. What's her name? Chaka Khan. Roberta Flack.
Wow.
Stan Clark, Marcus Miller, Kurt Whalen, Dave Cobbs.
That's right.
I mean, the list just went on and
it
on.
It did. George Duke, White. Jonathan Butler.
Yes, Jonathan Butler. You just can, it's just so many people that
I. Bob James.
Yep. It was so many people that he infiltrated the whole group, and everybody loved him. Wayman was a very special character.
He was always smiling, man. He was always smiling. Man, that says a lot.
Even in his last days of being on this earth, he never lost his smile.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
That's heart. That's heart there. That's character right there.
That is. Dr. Demery, your take on this impromptu broadcast.
Well, just briefly, I'll tell a quick story that may put some perspective wider on this discussion. Sometimes music is unexpected. Uh-huh. And what you may expect it to be, it may end up being something else unexpected. Just a real quick story. When we had liberated Kuwait during Desert Storm, and the Iraqis had went out, and President Bush had told us not to pursue them into Iraq. But when we got them out of Kuwait, they were going to play a song which some of you are familiar with. It was by Lee Greenwood, "I'm Proud I'm an American." And they couldn't find the CD. This is on national military network music. So everybody in the whole, in Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Navy, we're all listening. We're talking about thousands and thousands of troops. And they were listening on the network radio. And what ended up happening is they even played it on Mars. Some of you know what Mars, I mean, probably Mike knows what Mars radio is. They even played it on Mars.
It's a special frequency, yeah.
Right. And so what ended up happening was, is they couldn't find Lee Greenwood's music, "I'm Proud I'm American." So you know what they ended up playing? And it was a hit. They ended up playing James Brown, "I Feel Good." And they played that song, and everybody went crazy because the song fit perfectly to where everybody was feeling it, liberating the country and uplifting the troops. And it was just a hit. It was a great hit. And so sometimes, to make my point, music is unexpected. What you expect to hear may not be what you end up hearing, and sometimes you end up hearing the unexpected. So that's my story.
Oh, man, I love it. I love that story. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, brother. Wow, I'm laughing because, like I said, I was going to, and I'm repeating this for the audience. Well, I'm repeating for the people who didn't hear in the beginning, because we were not going to do this show today, because Cece, Dr. Sims, I hope you feel better. I hope that if you were listening, this gave you a little, put a smile on your face, and please get better. And Ann had an unexpected thing that she had to take care of. Nothing bad at all, but she wasn't going to be on. So I called Mike and I told him, I said, "Mike, I don't think we're going to do the show today." And I was just going to do a replay of something, right?
And I said, "No."
He did. And I said, "Okay, all right. All right, we'll do something." And so he said, "Let's do something fun." And I said, "Well, what about music?" And then the rest is history. And I'm so glad that he talked me out of not doing the broadcast tonight. Mike, thank you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you should listen to me more often.
Yeah, I probably... Never mind.
thank all of you guys for doing this. We threw this at you in the last minute, and this has been just a pleasure for me. Thank you again for your flexibility. Danny and your brother, you are leaving. He has left, and you are leaving a legacy here of music that will live on. Dr. Demery, your spiritual leadership, you're leaving a legacy as well. So thank you and bless you. And William, I don't know what to say about you. I'm kidding. William's leaving his legacy too, because Studio W is doing such a great job of so many different programs and formats. And we touched on Coast to Coast, so we don't need to touch on that anymore. We touched on cultural excellence for Wednesday nights. William, would you, do the other musical programs service?
Yes.
And maybe touch on them briefly. And thank you again, all of you, for being so flexible and doing this. I had a blast.
I sure did. I had a blast too, Mike. Well, coming up in about 53 minutes, we've got Sunday Night Gold with yours truly and the Jazzy One with more music.
Jasmine.
Great music. And what I want to say about this, and then tomorrow night, you've got yours truly and D.A. the Waymaker on Monday Night Madness. You know, guys, since the professor left us, we had to fill that void because he was such a positive influence and just a wealth of musical knowledge and information. I mean, the history that he used to bring to this program. And so we sort of adopted some of that, not to the extent that the professor brought it, because I tell you what, this cat, I mean, this is what he did. Oh, he also has a brand new book out too. He has a new book out. Professor, please let us know. That was The Life and Legacy of Michael Jackson. I forgot the title of it. Oh my goodness. I wasn't prepared to say this or do this, but check it out. L. Roy Board III. Okay. He has a new book out right now. This one has to do with Superfly. Remember that movie that came out, guys? Remember that movie that came out in the 70s? Called Superfly.
Yep.
Wait, yes. He has a book about that. I don't want to mess it up. I would just leave it alone. And you can probably find it on, Amazon. And Superfly by, Professor L. Roy Board III. Check it out. I miss you, Professor, and you will be back, on some of our platforms as a, do a cameo for us, please. And we would love to have you back on. You've already agreed to it. So, I'm going to put out an APB. I'm going to do that. But Mike, Dr. Demery, Danny, wow. What a blast, my friends. Appreciate it. All right. And let's see. Dr. Demery, now you said that, this song right here, And give us the story again about the song with, let's see. I Feel Good, wasn't it, James Brown?
Yeah, but they were expecting to hear Lee Greenwood's song, I'm Probably Gonna Marry You. They couldn't find it. And so this one brother had, this master sergeant had a copy of James Brown's CD, and on there they played, I Feel Good, and everybody accepted it wholeheartedly, and it was a big hit.
Okay. Well, guess what? That's what we're going out on.
Hey, Danny Keesdale, pay your electric bill. We can hardly see you. Do we need to pick up some donations so we can pay your electric bill? Where's your lights?
So good. Oh, my goodness.
Love you guys. So thanks.
Hey, Boomerang. All right. Great show. I used to like this one too. It's my jam, man.
I feel nice. That sugar is fine.
Sugar is fine.
So nice. So nice. I got it here.
This has been the Boomerang Radio Show. Hey, coming to you each and every Sunday. on this network, Studio W Buzz, the global radio network.
My love won't do you no harm.
Ow!
I feel nice. That's your response.